Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 29th of January. The US Federal Reserve meets today to decide on interest rates. The political backdrop to this decision is somewhat disrupted. The market expectation is for no change in rates. US President Trump has signaled that they would like significant rate cuts, but the Fed is unlikely to view this as economically warranted at the moment. Trump's experience with interest rates has primarily been as a borrower, which may explain their tendency to favor lower rates. Looking forward, the Fed has a more complicated set of decisions to take. Underlying inflation pressures are modest. Near-term inflation reductions are quite likely to come in part from things like owners' equivalent rent. As a fantasy price, owner's equivalent rent doesn't affect anyone's spending power, but with Fed Chair Powell effectively elevating its importance with their mantra of data dependency and their greater emphasis on headline CPI, it is relevant. Longer term, the Federal Reserve has to balance how the new administration's policies will affect the risks to growth, potentially to the downside, and to inflation, potentially to the upside. Comments on the effects of import taxes at the press conference are likely to be a key focus. The assumption is that the Federal Reserve will look through the direct inflation impact of any import tax, but that they will pay attention to any second-round effects that might magnify the inflationary impulse of tariffs. Meanwhile, fiscal policy in the United States is causing some confusion. The administration imposed a temporary freeze on federal loan and grant payments, which constitute about a third of state government revenues. Popular opposition in certain areas seemed to lead to either a retreat or a clarification for some aspects of these freezes. A federal court blocked the relevant executive order. There are questions as to whether that block is being observed. The immediate economic effect of a freeze would be similar to a government shutdown, with which markets are depressingly familiar. The two longer-term questions for investors are, first, whether rule of law is observed. Investors are very, very keen on rule of law. And second, if the executive branch of government does seize power to decide whether money should be spent, whether this might make passing compromise budget deals in Congress more difficult in the future. A member of Congress might be less willing to agree to a tax cut in exchange for support for a spending program, say, if the implementation of the spending program depends on the whim of the executive branch. From Europe, there is the German GfK consumer confidence data. Survey evidence with a general election ahead has to be treated with considerable caution, of course, and the views of 2,000 or so surveyed Germans don't necessarily match the actions of the population at large. Sweden's Riksbank is expected to cut interest rates a quarter point. Harmonized inflation rates dropped again in December to around 1.6% on the year, and 21 out of 22 surveyed economists are expecting the rate reduction today. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.